Best way to socialize a puppy. By WatsonDogProducts.com. Many dog owners are aware of the importance of socialization, but may not know how to properly socialize their puppy. A well-socialized dog is one who has had positive experiences with different people, places, and situations during their puppyhood. Proper socialization is one of the best things you can do for your new puppy, so make it a priority when training them. You will be a puppy socialization pro with our tips. What is puppy socialization? The socialization process refers to the process of teaching puppies key life skills, such as how to interact confidently, find food, and communicate comfortably, that will sustain their self-confidence in their environment and long-term operating relationship with others. Socialization doesn't just mean playing with other dogs or meeting new folks. It's helping a puppy make positive associations with different experiences and making sure they feel protected. Why puppy socialization is important. Puppies who miss out on socialization opportunities during their critical period, up to 16 weeks old, may be more anxious and less adaptable throughout their lives. The personality of your puppy will also affect their future anxiety levels. Some pups are calmer or more anxious than others, but if you are assertive with socializing a shy pup, they will be less likely to freak out when they encounter something new. That is the importance of puppy socialization, helping them to become more comfortable with new people and experiences. Aggressive and fearful behavior such as growling, snapping, biting, stiffening, plateauing, hair raising, barking, and cowering in response to humans or other animals are not normal puppy behaviors. When to start socializing a puppy? Most experts generally agree that socialization is most beneficial when puppies are between 3 and 4 weeks old. In fact, socialization means not only learning about the human world, but also knowing proper dog behavior within a dog's pack or family. When looking for a breeder, be sure to find one who is responsible and interactive with their puppies. Puppies who have been raised in kennels or sheds often lack the proper socialization experience, so you may have to take on more responsibilities after bringing them home. How to socialize a puppy with people? Being around people is not enough for a puppy to feel comfortable in public interactions. To become properly socialized, he needs to seek out all sorts of different faces and become accustomed to them. This should include people from such wide-ranging backgrounds as different age groups, ethnicities, and sexes. Babies and children. One of the great things about a puppy is that children adore playing with it. This activity will help your canine learn to be gentle around other kids. Moreover, puppies are great for teaching kids about respecting animals. Family member. If you have family members who visit regularly, this will be easy. You don't even necessarily have to go anywhere to help your puppy feel comfortable around them. Elderly people. If your puppy is comfortable around people, it's advisable to slowly introduce him or her to elderly people. His way, your puppy can get used to receiving affection from people he or she may not know. Just be sure not to force your puppy into any situation that makes him or her feel uncomfortable. Various races of people. Different races of humans have unique features, but puppies can recognize these differences and still trust people. By understanding that people come in different shapes, colors, and sizes, your puppy will be more likely to trust and socialize with a variety of people. How to socialize a puppy with other animals? If your puppy is not used to being around other dogs or cats, it might be aggressive. That could cause a lot of problems, so it's a good idea to set up a playdate now. Introduce your puppy to another dog. It's the perfect time to bring your canine friend to get to know some new companions. Dog-friendly activities are good for this, such as taking them for a walk. Find a variety of different dog breeds and sizes to introduce your pup to. This will allow him to decrease the fear and instinctive aggressiveness he will likely create as he matures. If your pup is calm and well-mannered, be sure to reward them with a treat. Other pets. As you may have different pets in your household, you should introduce your puppy to them at an early stage. They all need to get along to ensure tranquility and prosperity in their domestic environment. Make them familiar with cats. Introducing puppies to cats can be a fun and rewarding experience for both pets, but it's important to take care and introduce them slowly. Puppies are full of energy and curiosity, which may be overwhelming for some cats. Be prepared for the first few meetings to take things slow, and keep a close eye on both pets to make sure everyone stays safe and relaxed. How to socialize puppy in different places. If you're planning on taking your dog to lots of new places in one day, keep in mind that it can be overwhelming for them. Try sticking to a few places that you think they'll be comfortable visiting, and go often. Once they're happier in these areas, you can start to add more places to your list. You can help your dog get acquainted with different environments by taking them to quieter places first. For example, before letting them walk to a busy downtown street, take them to a local store to walk along the aisles. Your puppy should be most familiar with the following places: your house, your yard, the neighborhood, the park, the vet. Introduce your puppy slowly to new places in order to make it seem fun and less scary, so he'll enjoy traveling with you. How to socialize your puppy with different objects. Cars. For pooches, car rides are a lot of fun, but first, they can have a rough go on these excursions if they're not used to the tow trucks and sounds of the road. It is smart to take them around regularly near their home or even to the vet, as this gives them more of a chance to get used to it. Dog rides can also provide your dogs with an opportunity to get used to the sights and sounds of the world outside. Various objects. Your dog will encounter many diverse objects in the face of danger and enjoyment. Garbage cans, fire hydrants, and seasonal decorations are just a few known examples. To ensure safety, it is important to expose your puppy to many different types of objects as early as possible. This positive association technique is a very powerful tool here. Different noise. Another important matter is to expose them to various sounds from a young age so they do not become overly sensitive to them or develop noise phobias. You can take them to see live sports games. The noises there are invaluable for young babies. Consider taking them to a monster truck rally or a race car. Lastly, instead of rushing your new puppy to new friends and environments, remember to take it slowly. It's best not to expose your dog to large groups and noisy scenarios at the beginning, one that is staged, and introduce your dog one at a time. Also, be sure to introduce them to silent areas with no distractions at first. For instance, start with meeting one person at a time instead of just introducing a new dog to a group all at once. Also, begin your outings with relaxing sounds. Your puppy will turn into a sweet, friendly, and happy puppy who tends to get along with anyone you care for. Your passion and perseverance will pay off, and you will have a lovely dog who is a joy to be around for many years.